Good day, I'm Anjue James Soyez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, July 26. Coming up, Ministry of Health rolls out self-reporting survey to help track Zika virus, 1,000 school safety officers to be trained, and National Conference on Citizen Security gets positive feedback. The details after the break. Residents of Port Maria and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 30 between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 30, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station in St. Mary. Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has embarked on an island-wide training program for school officials in the area of safety and security. Approximately 1,000 persons will be trained as school safety officers and school safety monitors. Director for Safety and Security in Schools in the Ministry, Assistant Superintendent of Police Courage Minto, says the training program will focus on several key areas.
One is looking at the matter of human trafficking, which is very topical. So we're exposing all the participants, understanding what human trafficking is. The Office of the Children's Registry will also be doing a presentation on the matter of duty to report and missing children.
Members of the National Intelligence Bureau of the Jamaica Constabulary Force will also address the matter of gangs and how to identify them. Another 400 youth will be trained under the apprenticeship program. The young persons will be assigned to select schools while undergoing training over a one-year period to support the work of deans of discipline and school safety officers. Director for Safety and Security in Schools in the Ministry of Education, Assistant Superintendent of Police Courage Minto, says 50 police youth clubs will be established in schools during the new academic year. The clubs will be implemented in partnership with the Jamaica Constabulary Force.
Already we have had more than 50 schools indicating that they want the presence of a police youth club in their schools. And so that number is likely to be more as we roll out the program.
ASP Minto says the increase of uniformed groups in schools across the island forms part of the ministry's effort to enhance discipline amongst students. He says approximately $10 million has been budgeted to expand the presence of these groups. The Ministry of Health has started an online reporting system for symptoms associated with The Ministry of Health has started an online reporting system for symptoms associated with the Zika virus and other diseases. The surveillance self-reporting survey will help to bolster the ministry's efforts to more effectively track mosquito-borne and other communicable diseases in real time. The report allows any citizen with internet access to enter information on complaints or symptoms associated with a disease that is of importance to the national surveillance system. The online survey applies to a range of communicable diseases and protects the identity of participants, as the data cannot be used to pinpoint an individual. As a precaution, the Ministry of Health will validate and cross-check the findings of the online survey with reports from the routine and ongoing Sentinel surveillance system. Persons are being encouraged to provide accurate information required by the survey fields. To access the system, visit the Ministry of Health's website at moh.gov.jm. And over 1,200 persons participated in the National Conference on Citizen Security held recently in Montego Bay, St. James. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the objective of the conference was to bring together and mobilize local stakeholders to engage in a result-focused discussion on issues of crime, violence, and security within the context of the ministry's five-pillar crime management strategy. The pillars are crime prevention through social development, effective police processes, sure and swift justice, reducing reoffending, and situational prevention.
We catered for 700 persons. At one point, we had over 1,200 persons. I am very moved and heartened by the turnout and the participation. Persons gave their recommendation, they gave their advice, they asked their questions, and we got a lot of information.
Minister Montague says the high level of participation shows that Jamaicans are committed to the fight against crime. He says the information garnered from the conference will be discussed and, where necessary, implemented with urgency. That was JIS News. I'm Anjue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.